The industry has suffered from an abrupt reversal of fortunes, explains Mark Mahaney of Evercore ISI, an investment bank. In recent years, more than one factor gave tech a boost. The coronavirus pandemic pushed life and work online. Government stimulus programs further increased demand, and super loose monetary policy made tech's long-term growth more attractive to investors. Now people are turning away from screens and leaving home again. The war in Ukraine is creating paralyzing uncertainty, and economies around the world are suffering from inflation and soon, perhaps, recession. Then there are rising interest rates. Besides possibly triggering a downturn, they reduce the present value of tech companies' profits, most of which lie far in the future. If inflation does not come down, central banks will pile on more rate rises, putting further pressure on risky tech stocks. How bad will things get? Although stock markets have stabilized a bit in recent days, no one is ready to call the bottom. Just as markets have overshot in the past few years, they can undershoot. There is more of a consensus over what could happen when the dust has settled. According to Daniel Ives of Wedbush, another investment bank, the tech industry is at a fork in the road. As interest rates go up, he argues, investors will turn their back on more speculative growth stocks and focus on the quality names in tech. No prizes for guessing which ones. Although the combined market value of America's tech titans, Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta, and Microsoft, has dropped by nearly 25% since November, and their latest results were less stellar than in earlier quarters, they remain safe bets. Together, they booked $359 billion in quarterly sales and $69 billion in net profits. Their core businesses are still growing, in particular cloud computing. Collectively, Alphabet, Amazon, and Microsoft, the world's three biggest cloud providers, took in $43 billion of sales for such services in the first 3 months of 2022, up by 33% from a year earlier. More unexpectedly, older tech and hardware stocks seem in decent nick, Mr. Ives notes. Intel, a veteran chip maker, is down by a relatively modest 13% since November. IBM, a software icon, is up by 12%. Makers of business software with steady sales and high margins, such as Adobe, Oracle, and Salesforce, may rebound fast. Hard though it may seem, given Coinbase's crash on May 11th, so may payments and crypto platforms, which have joined the financial mainstream. Cybersecurity firms such as CrowdStrike or Palo Alto Networks could see their fortunes return thanks to fears of Russian and Chinese cyber attacks. Geopolitical rifts may even lift Palantir, a secretive analytics firm that works with security services, whose share price plunged by 20% on May 9th after it disclosed slowing sales growth. Persistently unprofitable gig economy firms look shakier. Uber, the ride-hailing and delivery champion, which reported on May 4th that trips and users rose by nearly a fifth year-on-year in the first quarter, still lost nearly $6 billion. The heavy repricing of video streamers with multi-billion dollar content expenses and reversing Netflix or even steady Disney subscriber growth may be permanent. The same may be true for second-tier firms in areas such as social media, Snap, or e-commerce, Shopify, which are dominated by Meta and Amazon, respectively. It would be wrong to compare the current tech slump to the bursting of the dot-com bubble 2 decades ago. Back then, companies had neither healthy balance sheets nor promising business models. Nowadays, many of them have both. The stomach-churning market gyrations are unpleasant to a generation of tech founders, workers, and investors who have lived a long bull run, but they are unlikely to stop digital technology eating the world.